We are gearing up for the new year and creating even more value-packed content to help you achieve success in 2023. In the meantime, we wanted to share some of our most watched episodes from our various video series. Here is a previously recorded interview with Kyla Whitmore from our video series, Women of Success.
Good morning, everybody. Kevin Broughton coming at you from our new, it's actually not so new anymore, platform called Success Unlimited, where our goal is to bring tools and tips and strategies to loan officers across the country, regardless of where they work, to help them have a better life, to have a more freedom-filled life, to be more productive versus busy, and to enjoy the fruits of their labor. And as many of you know, we started a series not too long ago called Women of Success. And it's been a huge hit for us because we have so many women at this company that are so successful. And today is absolutely no exception. We have a wonderful human being with us today who's not only great at loans, but she's a much better person than she is a professional loan provider. But she's just one of the finest people I know. She's incredibly motivated and talented and driven. And we are so lucky to call her partner. And today's guest, hailing from the great state of Alabama, is Miss Kyla Whitmore. Kyla, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing great. I got a little too much sun this weekend, but at least it's warm up here in Michigan, so we're able to be outside the whole time. Our summer's been gorgeous. How's everything going for you?
Absolutely amazing.
Good, good. And so for those of you who may or may not know Kyla, she is a 9-year veteran of the mortgage industry. And Kyla, if you can, could you share with the group how you first got started in the industry? What was your first job?
Well, I actually started in the banking industry as a teller, and I worked my way from a teller to a teller manager, and then I was an assistant branch manager with Regions Bank, and our loan originator left, and that role was left open, and they brought in a new branch manager, and I had been sending a lot of referrals. It was during the refi boom, and I sent over the referrals, and so they approached me for coming into that position, and I wasn't really sold on doing commission because I had a family, and I was married, and I had bills to pay, but I took a chance, and I've never looked back. I've worked with correspondent lending, and we handled everything from the front end to the back end. So I've been a closer, I've been a processor, I've done a little bit of everything. So the best advice that my branch manager gave me coming in was know your guidelines, read your credit report, read your desktop underwriter findings. And so far that has led the way for me.
Well, it certainly has, and it's funny. I don't know if you've seen some of the other interviews or podcasts on this series, but so many of the women that are successful that I know, they are guideline, gurus. They know what they're talking about, and you're certainly no exception. I know from my conversations with underwriters and processors and closers, they always love getting your files because they know it's done right. And doing it right is a big deal, and obviously you epitomize that. So as you got into the sales career and you took that chance, and then obviously that's a big leap of faith going to a straight commission job and very difficult for a lot of people to do. Obviously it's paid off for you though.
So I actually was all about refinance when I got into the business. I really didn't understand the purchase side and what all it entailed. So when I came in, it was a big refi boom, much like what we're experiencing now. And I had not built any relationships with real estate agents. And when the refi business dried up, I was kind of at a standstill. The phone was no longer ringing. And so I knew then that I had to do something different, but I didn't know how. And so I really thought out looking for the answer to that. And the best thing that ever happened to me was landing with Success, because they gave me the ability and the tools to approach our real estate agents and be able to sell myself with what we're able to offer them. So it's been a great ride so far.
Well, and in saying that, A, obviously we appreciate that, but it's really so much more you. You just had to have that inner confidence keep coming out because you've always had it inside of you. Just maybe we help bring it out a bit. But the platform that we've built, you've really dove into the whole mortgage marketing animals and the tools there, and it's really worked incredibly. You know, you have a good chance of cracking the 150 unit mark this year for sure. And, you know, I know you're in a town that has a slightly smaller loan amount than some of the other folks that we work with on a daily basis, but you are consistent all the time now. And it's, and you've got a team that I don't think you had anywhere near this level of a team when we first met a couple of years ago, right?
I did not. And I actually set out looking for this team because I had a life event where my husband had been injured and he was in straight leg braces for about 17 weeks or cast from his ankles to his, from his ankles to his hips. And at that time I had about 13 loans in my pipeline and I was slammed and I couldn't keep up and be able to take care of my family at that time. And that was when the light switch finally clicked with me, was that I needed to have support and I needed to release the control. And it was something that I never really wanted to do because no one can do it better than me. But what I have found is that my team absolutely can do it better than me. And when we hit this last refi boom, when COVID started, was when I really started to lean into my team and to give up that control. And what I found was that I was holding control when I shouldn't have been, because my team absolutely loves my business as much as I love my business. They love my clients as much as I love my clients. And that has been the key to how we have been able to thrive, is because, and as we've grown, we've added onto that team so that I can give up a little more control. And that gives me the ability to help all the people. And that's all I've ever really desired, is just to be able to help people.
I know your team now. I think you have Mindy and Mandy and Kensley and Holly, and now Todd is on the team. So your husband Todd joined the team as well.
So when COVID hit, we were both at home working and he saw how busy I was and it became a talk. And then I was like, I need your help. And so he left his job and came on board, and he is actually taking his NMLS exam in 2 weeks. So we're really excited about that.
Well, one of the things that's always struck me about you, and it was from the first day I met you, and then I met Mindy and Mandy as well, and your level of care is unmatched, in my opinion. It is the top of the shelf. And the best part about you, you've never once talked to me about a commission or how many units or your volume. You've always only ever talked to me about how many people you can help and what level of help you're able to provide them. Could you share a little bit about how important that is to focus solely on the client and the client's needs, not on some of the noise that hits us in our business? Could you talk a little bit how you've been able to do that? Is that just because of your nature of who you are?
You know, this job is really stressful and it can really make you lay awake at night. But then you have those stories where they're moving into a home that they have air conditioning in for the first time, or, you know, they've experienced death and they're leaving a home and going into a new home. There's a story behind all of them, and I truly get wrapped up in those stories because I truly do care. And I want the process to be an easy one because it's very intrusive, and we're asking for a lot of documents and things that most people will give willingly, but they don't really want to be, you know, pried into. So I absolutely want somewhere that I can come to work, and I build that environment within my team, and then it just exudes to our clients. And I truly, truly love each and every client that we have come through our door. They all have a story.
I know you do. And the fact is, you know, you've created a culture there, because it's lucky that Mindy and Mandy have the same mindset you, but then you bring in Holly and Kendley and Todd, and all of a sudden everyone's got to be on the same page. Do you ever talk about how important it is with the people, or like,
absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
We talk about that on a regular basis.
It is an every morning thing. You know, I love my business, but I tell my team that this business is only good as my team. And yeah. You are the people that are helping us get from point A to point B. And it's okay to have a bad day, and it's okay to come through the door and have things happening that morning where it's blown out of, you know, your morning's been blown out of proportion. But it's easy to get snippy when they're upset. But we have to keep in mind that they are going through a very emotional process. And I always try to let them know up front, you know, this person is this type person. And that's really what this industry is we're managing so many personalities. And it's about just taking the time and taking a breath for each person, because they're in the biggest transaction of their life. And I think there's a lot of unknowns. And so as long as we are able to communicate with them, it is always a streamlined and exciting process because they have someone talking to them constantly.
Perfect. I love that answer, Tyler. That's exactly what leadership is, and you exude it. And it's just fun to see you grow into that leadership role. How has building the team changed your work-life balance? Has it helped you? Has it made your life better versus a couple of years ago?
It has. I've actually been able to take a vacation for the first time for a full week and not open my computer, only if I wanted to, just to check in. But this last vacation I had in June, I never once had to come to the phone. They try to give me the ability to take time for my family, because there are some long days and long nights where we're servicing our clients. So it's important to be good to your family as well, because they're wearing the daily stress of this adventure also, and I keep saying stress, but it is the most rewarding job I think I've ever, it is the most wonderful job I've ever had. And it's not a job, it's a career and a profession that I very much love. And so I've become a student of it. So that I can hopefully be the best at my craft.
Well, you certainly are the best at your craft. And I'm going to bring up something that I didn't tell you I was going to bring up. But for those of you who may not know, not only is Kyla an unbelievable loan originator and leader, she also is a first-class, world-class professional bodybuilder. And I got to know a little bit about that from some of the things you've shared with me, but if you don't mind, share a little with the group, like how the heck did you get into that? And tell us a little bit about that.
I was going through my husband being hurt, and I was working from home, and I was literally leaving from the bed and going to the office chair. And then I was going back to the bed. There was no in between. And I got extremely stressed out. I was not a happy person. I wasn't easy to deal with. And so my husband was like, you've got to have somewhere to burn this anxiety and stress that you're dealing with. And he was like, you need to get in the gym. Just go get on the elliptical. And that's really all that it started out with. But as I did it, I started feeling so much better. It gave me so much more energy and the ability to get things done quicker. And it really kind of morphed from there. I got in really good shape, and people were starting to walk up to me and ask me, was I going to compete? And it was nothing I really had ever entertained. But my husband is my biggest cheerleader, and he was encouraging. And finally, I just hired a coach, and I did a couple of bodybuilding competitions, and I did fairly well. It's not anything that I think that I will continue doing, because it takes a lot of time, willpower, to stay on diet. And I enjoyed it while it was there. I think it is totally a point of where my mindset started to change. I got in the best shape of my life, and
I've seen some of the results.
Don't take it so seriously.
But I've seen some of the results of that. It's unbelievable. And how you transformed into doing that is just really cool. And I saw you, I don't know if you won the event I saw on the stage, but it was just awesome to see, that aspect of your life too. And I think as it kind of speaks to your drivenness, because what you were able to transform into for those competitions is nothing short of miraculous to me, but I love seeing like that athletic drive. And I think a lot of athletes have that drive. I see it in your business. And I know that, you know, you're not out to beat anyone per se, but just to be the best version of you. And I see that, you know, self inner competitiveness that you create. And I think it plays a large role in driving you to be who you are for your clients and to be such a top producing person. And like I said earlier, it's not for you about the money per se, but we all have to fund our lives. But I love the fact that that's not what dominates your mindset at all. And I love that that's just a byproduct of you treating people properly. Do you have any goals that you've set for the next year? Like, do you have a definitive goal, or do you like to just keep the daily grind of helping people, or do you run your business off of goals?
I have goals. They're on my wall, actually, right here in my office. I'm looking at them. But my main goal is to not become watered down. I still want to be able to service my clients. I still want to be the front and center of my business. And whatever that may be, we're just going to go there. But I am not in a rush for once in my life. And, yeah, we'll see where it goes.
Well, I think goals are great, and I think a lot of people have them. And I also think what's great is what you've made front and center. You staying in the initial part of the attracting the client, and your commitment to a work-life balance, because I know how important that is. I know that you didn't have that at times in your life and what that led to from a stress standpoint, and to see you happy and to see you. The funny part is, I think you're doing more business now than you were when you were the one-man band. And I think that you have a lot better life than you had 5 years ago, and more money than you made 5 years ago. And the clients are happier. So every aspect of it won, and by you not doing all things. And I think that's a hard realization for some people to come to, but you've mastered that. And I think that, to me, always seems like the goal of Kyla, is to be centered, to be happy, to be fulfilling the mandate of client satisfaction first and foremost, but to have a life too, and to be a great mom and husband or mom and wife. And I know that you are. And is everyone doing great in the family and all?
Everyone is wonderful. Hank has just started back to school, so we're getting back in a routine of school, and Todd is ready to take his exam. So we're having the best time of our life.
And how is your market there? Do you see any trends or anything that worries you, or do you think it's strong? You know, rates will probably stay relatively low for a while. Is there anything that worries you about your market, or are you doing good?
You know, we're in a housing shortage just like the rest of the United States. But one thing I really see are our agents are out door knocking and doing everything they can to keep the housing market moving. And they're hustling really hard. So I am thankful for them. Otherwise, I may have a different outlook. But so far, I really feel like we are flourishing, and that we're going to be doing really well for a long time.
I believe that without a shadow of a doubt. And you just mentioned realtor partners. How many, like, true partners do you have that are realtors that really wake up every morning and say, like, Kyla's my gal? Like, how many true partners do you have in your market?
I have about 15 true partners. I have 25 that we work closely together, but I know that they have another lender as well.
So 15, was that you said?
Yes, sir.
Great. And of the 15, do you do anything different for them versus others? Do you spend more time with them? Is there anything you do to assist them in their needs more so than ones that don't really use you? Or is it a blanket, everyone's equal?
No. So the people that I work very closely with, we go over goals. I want to know how they're tracking their leads. What are they doing? What are they doing to get those leads to begin with? And how are they tracking them? And then we start helping with the follow-up process, because one of the biggest mistakes I ever made when I got into this business is I thought I gave them the warm fuzzies. I have pre-qualified them, and they're out there thinking about me. And that was very wrong. And I would say that when my business started to flourish is when I was making sure that I was staying in contact with my clients and making sure they didn't need anything. And I definitely could not do that until I had my team in place, or do it consistently. Let me just say that.
Right.
So we go over their overall goals and we help them track those referrals and get them, keep them, I guess, and we just keep them centered on their business.
I love it. I love it. And I think it's so valuable to have the kind of partnerships. And I can just tell you from my personal experience with you and how you conduct yourself, how professional you are, and how motivated and positive you are with our interactions. I'll bet you that's an awesome benefit to those realtors, because I know you live in a smaller town, but it's not like your town has no competition. I know you have other lenders in town that do very well, and that you, it's not like you're the only person in town that they can go to, and they pick you for a reason. And I know it's because you actually help them and you care at a level that I know for a fact is uncommon, because I get to see people across the country every day, and there are few and far between that check the boxes you check when it comes to caring about people, doing it right, and having the smarts to actually put the people in the right product, the right program, at the right time, that's the best needs for their family. I know how serious you take that. You're not just trying to close a loan. You're trying to close the best loan for them. And I can just tell you from the feedback from our underwriting team, they all just think you're a total 10, and they love, love, love getting anything from your shop, because they always know it's going to be well thought out, well prepared, and based in fact and with smarts behind it. So I can only tell you how much we appreciate that. I appreciate getting to know you as a friend. I've gotten to know Todd, I love him, and I've gotten to know a few of the people on your team, and I love them. And I just think that you've built a real business that will sustain anything that gets thrown at us as a challenge in the market, because your business is founded on like a stone foundation, not a sand foundation. Those ones always last. So I just appreciate you. I appreciate everyone for tuning in to get to know Kyla Whitmore a little bit. If you're ever in Alabama or need any help with a lender that you need in Alabama, she's absolutely the best of the best, and she's guaranteed to take care of your people like gold. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much, Kyla, for growing your business the way you have, and for how you represent our industry, our company, and just another unbelievable example of a woman of success who has really taken it to the next level. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hope you have a great day. And for everyone tuning in, stay tuned to this series. Yet another great episode. And it's fun to learn from powerful, successful women, how they've grown, what they do to manage their teams, how they treat their clients, how they grow their business. And today was a treat. So thank you. And please tune in to our next episode, where we don't care where you work, any company's fine. We're always trying to bring some value to a loan originator who can have a slightly better life, be more productive than busy, have a little more freedom in their life so they can take a vacation and not answer the phone all the time. So hopefully you learned something today, and we'll talk to you all soon. Take care.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.